AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5, and this is the podcast.
Yeah, if you missed it this morning, our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull joins us. I'll get his name right soon. And also, I did a spray on Parmigiana chicken. Should the chips be underneath or served on the side?
It's all right. Bob Hawke called him Malcolm Fraser this week. If you want to see me cry, just add animals and animals that are disabled. We spoke to LJ from Storybook Farm and their sad story. We're trying to raise some money for the guys, but geez, I lost it. Also, Brucey Page from Gold Coast News on Channel 9.
One of the greats.
How long has he been wearing the same jacket for every night on the news?
We've got LJ in the studio. She's from the Storybook Farm Sacred Animal Garden. You might have seen the story in the paper last week. LJ's got a problem. The person that owns the property for the Storybook Farm Sacred Animal Garden is selling. They're going to develop. Yeah. So poor old LJ and all the animals have got nowhere to go. And she's brought these dachshunds in.
These little sausage dogs that their back wheels are actually legs. And Bridge, you shouldn't watch the video beforehand. I can't believe it.
It's a mess.
I can't even give you a hug. I'm over here. It's a wave.
The reason is I saw you on the news a little while ago. It's just so amazing what you do for these animals. I know it's funny for you guys, but...
Oh, don't. I'm a sympathetic crier.
Oh, my God. But in here, but like you said, the good thing is you're saving animals that would be put down. You've got everyone from Matthew the blind staffy to Rabbit, who is the greyhound with brain damage, and Crumb, who's joining us now. And who else is joining us?
Cody. Cody's with us.
So I didn't know with dachshunds, is it one in four have a degenerative disease with their back legs?
Yeah, what it is, it's IVDD, invertible disc disease, and a disc will blow in their back. Over 90% with the right surgery and rehab will walk again, but it's a small minority that don't, and usually the owners get told, look, euthanise them, and as you're seeing with these guys, that's not necessary.
No, because they're in wheelchairs, surely.
They are in wheelchairs.
It has to soften your icy cold heart when it comes to animals. Please, Peter.
It does look amazing. Like, it's amazing and you do, as you say, a remarkable job, because if it wasn't for you, all these animals would be put down. But unfortunately, at the moment, you've lost the land that you used to use.
That's right.
So now you need to either fund money to support that or find new land.
Yes, look, exactly. Look, realistically, we'd love to go and buy something now, but we just don't have the funds. But we are looking for somewhere to lease with an option to buy once we sort all that out.
LJ, how much land do you need or what have you had?
We're on 25 acres and to be honest, it's not enough. Yeah. We need 40 acres plus.
Okay, because this is because you also have goats and donkeys and horses.
Yes.
And some of them have three legs and, you know, they're all disabled in some way.
They've all got something, yes.
Gosh. Does it matter whereabouts on the Gold Coast?
No, look, we're looking between northern New South Wales right up to Sunshine Coast and a little bit out to Ipswich. So so long as I'm within an hour of an airport or thereabouts, that's pretty good.
Okay, so you need, ultimately you need somewhere to lease, first of all, with the option to buy later.
That's right,
And in the meantime, you have it's called Go Get Funding Page. Mm-hmm. And it's only up to $1,000. I just think that's horrible. I think, you know, if you love animals like I do, like I just looked in my wallet, I got $120, so that's yours at the moment.
Gosh,
and then we'll sort it out. We'll do something because Crumb is a big star, guys. Did you know that Crumb was in what movie recently?
Flammable Children. It comes out in January, I think.
Oh, well.
With Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue, Guy Pearce.
And Guy Pearce. So we need to get hold of Kylie Minogue's Instagram account so that she can share this. We need to get every animal lover involved because I'm really disappointed that it's only at $1,000 and I know that you're loving the fact
it's just... I can see what you do and you do a remarkable job, but how many animals would you have?
At the moment, we have just over 40. But we don't only work with animals. We've got programs coming up that we can't wait to put into action with special needs adults and children as well. So we really are going to expand what we do.
See, that's brilliant. As we know, there's a lot of programs with horses that do that and for people for PTSD. But I'm going to put this video on our Facebook page. And seriously, if you don't have a tear looking at these animals.
Thanks, LJ, for coming in. Don't forget, that's the Go Get Funding page and search for Storybook Farm Sacred Animal Garden.
Bridge, can I just quickly ask, what makes you so upset?
What makes you so hard?
No, I'm not.
What makes your heart so hard? Because they're animals that, you know what happens? A lot of these animals are used, if they're not saved, they're used for dog fights because they're helpless and they have It's just, you know, all animals do is want to love. They have unconditional love for you no matter what you do to them. And I just think this amazing woman just gives back to these animals who wouldn't be here with Hannah. And you know what I'm like. Animals just set
I'll
me
get
up.
His, I'll I do
saved,
my part.
I cried and I saved a water dragon the other day and I was bawling.
Yeah, I'll do my part. I'll go get you some tissues.
And, you're heart of stone.
I'm going to donate some dog shampoo. 17 past 7, our later.
Not funny. Just not funny. Thank you, LJ.
Okay. Thank you, LJ. Shiny, happy people. We're talking about one this morning. Brucey Page, our very own Bruce Page, a shiny, happy person.
How can you say Bruce Page without laughing?
Sure. I love him. I love him so much.
He is different.
Gold Coast News at 9 News, and he is different. Like I said, my friend... said she's never seen news like it because she's from Sydney. And I do love Bruce and Wendy, but we've had many a function with Brucey.
I had a function, or we had a lunch with Brucey one day. He still had to go and read the news. And he maybe just, made sure he was hydrated for the news.
Oh, well.
And, yeah, as you do. And I remember he said, your mother-in-law and father-in-law are in town. Mm. And I said, yeah, they just got the room next to us. And he goes, the room next to you? He goes, how does that work? And I was like,
that's right.
I was like, Bruce, you don't need to know. And look, it's a mother-in-law and father-in-law. Like, I'm not going to.
That's right.
He goes, isn't that a bit weird? Like, and I said, Bruce, let's just move on, eh?
He is weird. He wants me to help him with the show, but I can't say the name of it because it's rude, but it's an acronym for something else. All I can say is the first thing I ever hosted with Bruce, it was for a breast cancer lunch.
Yeah.
And he went to pretend to fill my boobs.
Oh, pretend, of course.
No, he did. He goes, let's away. Like I've been weighing them. Let's weigh your boobs. And he went, wait. And I said, come on, Bruce. Let's raise money. So let's get to $500 or a grand for Bruce to just, you know, have a quick feel.
Yeah, do
who's raising money for charity?
Do the test. Do the test. See if you...
So he did. And he made them bounce separately to each other, up and down, like he was juggling with them. And everyone was taking photos for Facebook and Instagram.
And
we're like, whoops.
His glasses were going up and down with
them. Up and down. But the thing is, he's old school. He's like, who cares, love. It's all a bit of fun. He doesn't take it seriously, which is awesome. So recently we were at the Imperial at the Star, the restaurant formerly known as Zen. And I was sitting next to Bruce Page. Now, I have a revelation and a half for you.
Oh.
All right. So let's have a listen to this about Bruce Page with the news. Brucey Page, here we are at lunch at the Imperial, the artist formerly known as Zen, the Star Casino. It's always a good lunch when I'm next to you. Oh, now, what a revelation I just found out.
In my cups, I've suggested that I might have worn the same jacket for how many years?
Bruce Page. I said to him, where do you keep all your wardrobe? He goes, I've just worn the same jacket. So how many years has Bruce Page, and give us a call on 13 27 10, have a guess, because it'll change the way you look at the news. How many years do you think, you two, that Bruce Page has worn the same jacket for?
Remember Carlos Stefanovic? He did this test, and because they were going on about Lisa wearing the same outfit couple of times. Yeah,
yeah,
and there's a lot of contrast. So I'd say, look, he'd change it every 3 months. Like, no, I wouldn't even say every week. I'd say, but then you're talking 3 months longer than that.
What are you locking in?
Three months.
Because men, you can get away with murder. You can get away. You've only got two suits, your wedding suit and your court suit.
Yeah, but I don't wear them every day on the same time.
I'm going the other way. I reckon he's been wearing it for 5 years.
5 years, you're locking that in? Mm. All right, well, here next, and give us a call on 13 27 10. Who's closest to the pin on this one? How long has Bruce Page been wearing the same jacket on Channel 9 Gold Coast News? We found out something very interesting. Well, I did. About Bruce Page. He came along to a lunch.
Yes.
We were at the Imperial at the Star. And I need you guys to guess how long. And Rod McLeod as well in the newsroom. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the news greats.
You change your outfits every day. Depends if it's golf or whatever you're doing. How long do you think, we're going to ask you guys again, do you think Bruce Page has been wearing the same jacket, not just the same colour, the same jacket, on Channel 9 Gold Coast News?
I said 3 months.
I said 5 years.
I would say 46.
46 years?
Years.
It's the only thing holding him up. It's that stiff. All right, we've got Anthony in.
That should be right.
Anthony in Labrador. Hello, Anthony. How long do you think Bruce Page has been wearing the same jacket for?
10 years, because I still got my tail since I was a kid too.
All right, let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Bruce Page.
All right, Bruce, time to tell everyone. How many years has Bruce Page worn the same jacket on Channel 9 Gold Coast News?
It's coming up to 6 years. And it's looking a bit tired, so I think I might have to upgrade.
It's time for a GoFundMe page for Bruce. Let's raise him some money for a new jacket. No, I have never noticed. So what, do you just leave it at work and you change the tie on the shirt?
No, I've got a suit bag that I whack it in every night and take it home in the back of the car and bring it out the next day. I have vacuumed it and dry cleaned it a couple of times.
Vacuumed it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, some hair falls out, doesn't it?
And how long have you had the glasses that separate in the middle for?
I've got onto my second pair, but they broke too. So I'm a bit off the click things at the moment.
Oh, look at that. 6 years.
6 years.
Very close, Adrian.
I hope he hasn't got that same habit with his undies.
Well, you've been out trumped by him. How long have you had that top for?
Bruce, that's a classic.
You can't talk, Peter.
I win. I want to know what I've won.
Malcolm Turnbull. Oh, Prime Minister, you're here, there, everywhere. And, we did see one of your faces on telly as well yesterday.
Very nice.
Oh, but you were rapping.
I am looking good, aren't I?
You are looking, yes, you are always looking good.
And spelled terrific.
Yes, you are. And you were rapping on the project last week with Waleed. What were you actually doing? Are you into hip-hop?
Well, hip-hop. Not a hip-op. That's something old people have when they fall over. They have a hip-op. Yes, Bridge, I've always been a tremendous fan of hip-hop, right back to the East-West rivalry, the death of Tupac and B.I.G. Notorious, Biggie Smalls, Snoop Dogg and Puff Daddy are people I've always identified with because I'm straight. And remember, I decided to turn the election campaign last year into a rap battle.
Yes.
Let me throw down for you. I'm Malcolm Turnbull. I'm your sort of guy. Vote for me and the limit is the sky. I like Kafka Foie Gras and Sangiovese. Don't vote for Labour. They'll reward the lazy. And I've thrown in another verse too. I'm svelte, I'm brown, I'm a man about town. And if you come for me, I'll take you down to the C, to the F, to the MEU. If you're a union mofo, I'm coming for you.
Hey!
Now let's get back to work.
I tell you what, you haven't got a lot of time on your hands, but it's great to see you can still write great music. Mm. But did you get to a grand final over the weekend?
Well, Spider, I had to go to both of them. I attended both and had to look like I knew what was going on, which was exhausting.
Yes.
At the AFL Grand Final, I sat next to a Greg Hunt, which isn't rhyming slang. I actually sat next to Greg Hunt, the Minister for the Environment. Now I've been smashed for 4 days, so I need a mini cleanse this week. Maybe some burdock, beetroot, and a little bit of charcoal.
All right, that'll always help you out. Well, look, speaking of coal and gas and all that kind of thing, last week there was a gas shortage, and now miraculously, Prime Minister, it's ended.
And that's because, Bridge, we've made some tough decisions. We've shored up the supplies into the future for all Australians. Tough and brave decisions. And that is that every service station will now carry 50 gas bottles extra in that little cage next to the front door. So that if you run out of gas, just pop down to the servo, grab yourself a bottle. And it's only really Melburnians that need heating, and who gives a rat's ass about them?
Yeah, so,
Prime Minister, what are you singing for us this week?
Now, AJ, I'm singing a tribute to the great Tom Petty, of course, dearly departed.
Oh.
Tom, yesterday we didn't know whether he was still with us or whether he wasn't. So, and I won't back down. Yeah, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Oh, baby. There ain't no easy way out. And good on him, Tom Petty. Vale is a tremendous man. He's a tremendous musician, and we all miss him deeply.
Well done.
Yeah.
Before
thank
I go,
you,
I just want to say the Gold 92.5 rocks the Cooley Gold, the Coolangatta Gold down at Coolangatta Beach, Gold Coast, October 7-8. Get down there, pull on your budgie smugglers, and go for a run.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, don't worry about the issues around global warming. This is going to be bigger, and I know it. Same-sex plebiscite, yes, no, vote whatever you want. We don't care.
What do you mean I care?
$120 million into that. This is where they should be putting the money. State election, Anastasia Palaszczuk. This is what you should be stating your election on, and also Pauline Hanson. The Commonwealth Games, Gold Coast, we have to get this right.
Mm.
And I'm talking about the chicken parmigiana.
Stop going on about the
parma. No, I'm talking about the parma. It's got nothing to do with the parma. Please. We've had the vote of the best parma. It's about how you deliver the parma.
Oh, God.
It's how you deliver that parma. I don't want our parmas on the Gold Coast served on chips.
Excuse me, that's the only way to go.
Don't you give us chips under our parma. We want a side serving of chips. It might cost a little bit more to some of the businesses out there because you might have to carry, well, two plates. But then at least, you know what? You don't get those soggy,
love them,
that squashed underneath, sad looking
chips. No, good. It's a hidden surprise, the hidden gem under the breast.
They extract all the chicken salt or all the salt off the chips.
Yeah,
that's
yummy.
Not what we want. We want a different container for our chips. Think about this now. When people from the Gold Coast drive past your pub, you've got happy hour from 6 till 9.
Yes.
A big sign, and everyone goes, yes. And then next door, you've gone, and we serve our chips on the side of our parma. That will bring a happy world. So here we are. Jump on board. Get onto our Facebook page here at Gold FM. Matthew, Nick, Christine, and Deb are all back, are all with me. Hashtag stop the stack.
No.
Stop the stack.
You've been sprayed by
Jump on board.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.